amidst all the commercialism that surrounds this season. You must never forget that its reason is not about presence, but God's presence in our souls. Christmas amounts to more than what we can find at the department store. There's a deep spiritual significance of why we celebrate Christmas, and it's not about cute folklore, but magnificence. Not mere sentimentality, but the awesome mystery of what we're made for, our destiny. This came to be on the most important event of all history, the day that we celebrate today, when the creator of the cosmos chose to enter into his own creation and become born as a baby so that all who believe in him may be born anew in him. Who is this him? Not simply a godly man, but God made man. God made Emmanuel, God with us. Divine love made visible, tangible, relatable, relevant, real, and personal. This love of God remains ever active, ever present, ever real and relevant. But oftentimes, this love of God is found in unexpected ways, places, and people, just like his first birth. If we look at the circumstances in which it took place, it was a manger. It was poverty, the opposite of what you would expect the King of Kings to be born in the palace. And yet amidst this mess, this dirty place, everything that was far from the ideal of what you would want for him to have, but it was utterly real and raw, that's where he chose to be born. That's where he chose his light to shine amidst the darkness. In weakness and brokenness, not in perfection. In forsakenness, not in appreciation. Mary and Joseph went knocking on so many doors and nobody had room for them. There was no room at the inn. Everybody was too busy. Everybody had better things to do. Nobody had space or time to offer the Lord a place to stay. And so because he was rejected, he went to the outskirts. And it was there that he was born. As a sign for all of us, that whatever weakness or faults, whatever defects or imperfections we see in ourselves, no matter how perfectly we try to prepare for the best Christmas possible, and things still don't seem to happen just right, the right way we thought we wanted or we would have liked, none of that is an obstacle for God's love to be born. None of that is an obstacle for him to be present and to embrace us. Nothing can stand in his way, as long as there's faith and the welcome to let him in. We heard that an angel said to the shepherds that they were going to see a sign, and they would find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Sometime back, Pope Benedict XVI, he preached on that sign, and he talked about that God's sign is that he makes himself so small. The sign of God's love is that he's willing to become so little in order to lift us up. He does not come with power and outstanding splendor. He comes as a baby, defenseless and in need of us, in need of our help. God made himself small so that we could understand him, welcome him, and love him, and not be intimidated by him. God makes himself so utterly approachable that we may be attracted by his love. He continues to say that God lets us embrace him. He asks for our love. And how often we would prefer a different kind of sign, something more imposing, something more irresistible of God's power and greatness on display. And yet God doesn't work that way. He works in hidden, humble ways behind the scenes in the secret of the heart, especially where the heart has experienced itself feeling dark or broken or poor and weak. God is often manifest where we need him most. And it's in that humility that we see God's greatness. That's where his love comes alive. That's where we rediscover the beauty of being reborn in the love of God and what it means to live as his true children. Christmas begins this visible expression of Jesus' mission as a divine physician, a love that heals. He who came out of love to give us his life in self-donation in order to heal our human condition. He who is the fullness of life, the source and summit of all, became a vulnerable infant in order to invite us into his infinite love. God wants to make himself entirely relatable, that we may approach him as one like ourselves. He came so that we may share in his divinity. And so that's why he took upon himself our humanity. He who was rich beyond measure, by becoming poor, by taking on our brokenness, is able to exchange the rags of our humanity for the riches of his glory. That we may not be intimidated by him, but through the proof of his tenderness, be fearless in uniting ourselves, our lives to his, and experiencing the grace of divine intimacy with his mercy. Jesus, today, is born for you and wants to be born in you. And he knocks on the doors of our hearts, asking to come in. How does this new birth take place? He said, if anyone loves me, I will come to him. This love is put into practice when we keep his word, when we let it enter our very being, let it take possession of our desires and our whole way of living. This will fill our soul with God's own goodness, his richness and strength. Pope Francis exhorted, let us not be closed to the newness that God wants to bring into our lives. Let's not close our hearts. Let Jesus into your life. He is life. And he reveals to you and to us the sacredness of each of our lives, what we are worth to him. Up until now, if you have kept him at a distance, step forward. He will receive you with open arms. Don't be afraid to trust him and to be confident that he is close to you. He is with you, and he will give you the peace you are looking for and the strength to live as he would have you do. In conclusion, amidst all the commercialism that surrounds this season, we commit ourselves to embrace God's presence above all else. In this celebration, in this Eucharist, we come into a saving encounter with God as living among us, born for me, born for you today. So that the gift of God given then may become just as real for us here and now. Faith is the key to receiving this gift that God so wants to give. This gift is his total love, and his love is eternal life. And that eternal life, it's made present wherever he is loved and wherever his love reaches us now. We pray to Mary, our Blessed Mother, that with her help, we may have the gift of living, of a living faith set aflame by grace, so that by the embrace of the Lord as Emmanuel, we may be enabled to enter into now the glory that we are made to be part of forever.